"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, so we're thinking Monday, the first edition of the John and Ken November 8th, 2022 voter guide will be on the webpage. And I guess on social media. I don't know if they do that.
Yes, we should put it out everywhere.
You have to keep checking because we do add things. Maybe we forgot something. But all the ballot measures or recommendations will be there. A number of the statewide offices, of course, the LA County Sheriff's race, John's favorite city council race. That would be his district. The end of Mike Bonin. We can look forward to that.
Yeah.
What's he going to do next?
I don't know.
He did not jump in the mayor's race.
I don't know. He's going to need money.
He needs money?
He's going to need money, sure. He was making a lot of money as a city councilman.
Oh, that's true. They are well paid.
Yeah, and whatever side money comes into.
He won't get speaking engagements and book deals?
No. I don't know what a guy like that does. Probably, you know what? I bet you he becomes the head of some nonprofit. A homeless nonprofit that's going to get a government grant, and then he could give himself a six-figure salary.
That's probably going to happen.
And house no homeless people. That's where they all go. That's Corruption Road.
All right, so at least 15 people have been reported dead so far due to the storm in Florida. Hurricane Ian hit that state as a Category 4 hurricane yesterday. It is now moving up the coast towards Georgia and South Carolina in sort of a north by northwest direction. It is back to a hurricane. It was downgraded to a tropical storm overnight into today, but became a hurricane Category 1 as it hit the Atlantic side of Florida. So those states are preparing for the impact. It won't be as severe as what happened in Florida. Some believe by the time this is over, this will be the most destructive hurricane in the history of the state.
The video of the Fort Myers area, they call it a war zone, but I mean, it looks like Putin dropped one of his nukes. I mean, you have just blocks where everything's flattened.
Yeah, we're in that odd in-between period where, all right, the storm's over and it's moved on and people kind of moved on from the story, but the actual depth of destruction cannot be learned for days.
No.
It can't. More than 200 people have already been rescued by the Fort Myers Fire Department. And they're just getting going.
The total in Florida is 700 rescued.
700
according,
rescues?
According to DeSantis, yeah. And the death toll is now ticked up to 17 from CNN.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just clicked the refresh and I got 15.
Well, CNN just broke it while you were talking.
Oh, the TV. Yeah, I'm looking at the website.
Yeah.
We'd mentioned this yesterday, and both of us have been there and aware of it. Sanibel Island, which is off the west coast there. There's a causeway to get there. It's been completely destroyed. They're going to have to, they washed away sections of the bridge. It's going to need a complete rebuild.
So those people are trapped on the island now. There's about 7,500 residents.
Yes, that's correct. They are cut off until, you know, unless you get a boat to go over there. And
that's, yeah, they're going to have to set up a ferry service.
Yeah, something like that.
But, I mean, there are entire neighborhoods that are flattened because it was 6 to 9 feet of water that crushed the homes. And there is just so much debris, and there's got to be more bodies inside the homes where people drowned because it came right to the rooftops.
The 24,000 utility workers are out there trying to restore power to the state. Millions are without power, largely in that center area where the storm moved west to east across the state. The fire marshal says that this probably will be the largest natural disaster in the history of Florida, which is odd because it hasn't quite impacted us that way yet. You know, you're seeing these images, but until it gets tallied, you can't
I mean, there's limitations even now to what the media can show you, what television can show you, because they just had, as I mentioned before, just stationary cameras scattered here and there, and mostly near the beach. All the roads were closed, and you can't take a camera when, you know, the waters are rising up to 6 feet and higher. You know, the crews would die. The crews would drown. So you can't. Now they have drones that they sent out overhead. You still can't navigate anywhere.
Right.
So, you know, you have this blackout period where you can't get any video, can't get any photos because no one can access it or is allowed to access it.
They believe hundreds of homes went underwater in Fort Myers. The city tomorrow will distribute food, water, and ice because that becomes the next big problem when you don't have power and you can't really get to a grocery store. You need the essentials and water. And some food obviously will be essential to reach people. Supposedly, some of the waves, the water levels reach 9 feet.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that, you know, that gets up to the second story.
I guess there was a pier in Fort Myers. It has vanished underwater. A pier.
Yeah. And a lot of these homes don't have flood insurance. And people are going to be shocked and disappointed. The federal government is going to hand out $37,000, you know, per claim if you owned a home. So that's all the help you'll get from the government, $37,000. The insurance is expensive if you're in the floodplain. It's $1,000 a year, which is a lot for some people.
Yeah.
So if among those in the official government floodplain, about 52% do not have insurance. And among those not in the government floodplain, 91% don't have insurance. So now you had a house worth, you know, at least several hundred thousand dollars, and it's gone. And you'll get 37 grand from the federal government. You're not going to get an insurance payment. Now what?
Yeah, what do you do?
I mean, this is catastrophic. For these families, you know, assuming that, you know, everybody survived. And a lot of these people have lost all their possessions. Everything that was in the house is gone. And I saw people taking out all their furniture and just dumping it on the front lawn. Everything is soaked and sodden. But and apparently a lot of people in Fort Myers were caught by surprise. That some people went to bed thinking that the hurricane was going to keep scooting on to the north. And hit Tampa, that region. And instead, it started veering right.
Yeah, that's where all the attention was, Tampa. But this thing hit further south. And there's a community south of Orlando, Kissimmee. 80,000 people. All the flooding there apparently is tremendous.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got 14 inches of rain. And apparently some of these, that particular city... Never really seen flooding much before. It's just in a place where that doesn't happen.
Well, the flooding was very localized. It was just luck whether you got ruined or not. Because I was looking at the Sarasota rain totals, you know, because we've gone there for so many years. And on the west side of Sarasota towards the ocean, which you would think would have gotten the worst of it normally, right, when there's a hurricane going up the coast,
yeah.
It didn't because the hurricane went inland. So the west side of town near the ocean got 3 to 4 inches of rain, which was a lot, but not that bad. Inland, it was 9 to 10 inches of rain because that's where the brunt of the hurricane hit, you know, after it wiped out Fort Myers and then the towns north of Fort Myers. Then it went a little, it was going like north, northeast, and it was dumping 10, 12 inches of rain in areas. And then all you have to do is drive 20 minutes and you got a quarter of that.
Yeah. Most of the stories I'm seeing tonight is that Fort Myers is the place that looks unrecognizable and may have taken the worst hit of all these towns we've mentioned.
Yeah. No, the video I'm seeing from the drones, it's complete devastation, totally flattened.
You say how many people lived there roughly?
In Fort Myers?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know off the top of my head. I was saying on Sanibel Island, where that bridge went out, it was 7,500 people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's like a beach.
Yeah.
Touristy community.
Yeah, it's completely separated from the mainland.
Fort Myers is 83.5.
Yeah.
No, it's a sizable place.
I've been there because it's a little south of Sarasota, but it had a couple of cool things. It had a Thomas Edison Museum. Thomas Edison had property there and did a lot of experiments, and they have his laboratory still the way it was from over 100 years ago. And they also have a Henry Ford Museum because he had a home down there. And in fact, I think they were friends, and it's officially called the Edison Ford Museum. It's a whole complex. And I remember going down there some years ago. And I hope that wasn't wiped out, because that was pretty neat.
All right, so the next place to watch are the Carolinas, which have all sorts of tide warnings. Watch is in effect for tomorrow as the storm reaches that part. Mar-a-Lago okay, do we know? I guess so. Huh? I was on the other coast, a little bit south. Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah, that's
was Trump
top
there?
Of
did he stay in Florida? You know, it's
top of mind for everybody.
And what about that football game, Eric? They're going to play that game in Tampa Sunday, that's right?
So everything I heard, it's a full go for Tampa, but I don't know why.
Well, the people need a distraction. They need to get back to life.
They need shelter.
It's going to be like that game San Francisco and Chicago had week 1 where it was literally like a slip and slide.
Yeah, but it won't be raining Sunday, will it? You mean just the field will be in bad shape?
I'm guessing so. I didn't know there wasn't rain in the forecast for Sunday. I was just assuming because there's a storm going on, it would still be raining.
Yeah, I don't think in 3 days it's still going to be, unless there's another front coming in.
Well, now we got to worry about the Panthers game then.
The
Carolina Panthers.
Oh yeah, they're at home.
I got to double check.
Yeah, I don't know if they're playing at home or away. The coverage has been about Kansas City is playing Tampa Bay in Tampa Sunday Night Football. That's a really big game. All right, we got more coming up right here on the John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. The Voice Line is returning tomorrow at this very moment, pretty much. You can still leave a message using the iHeartRadio app, or you call the toll free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. I saw one of those clickbait headlines this morning that Biden snaps at reporter, because we like those, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this time he was right. They were pestering him about DeSantis. DeSantis is like, hey, he's been you two are at war. What's going to happen now with this hurricane? And Biden said, just back off, all right? We got a disaster. We got to deal with it. It's like, honestly, these geeky political reporters.
Right.
What does this mean now? It's Florida that's been hit. And DeSantis is one of your prime opponents. He could be running for president against you. What does this mean in terms of getting aid? And, and you know, DeSantis has been on the record not really wanting federal help for hurricane.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
I know. And they totally forget that there's dead people floating in the homes in Fort Myers right now. And they've got to come up with a cooperative plan to rescue them and then to shelter these people and then to rebuild. That's going to take many years.
Yeah. A couple of things, though. We're going to play a piece of audio from the vice president. She's out of the country. Oh, well. Kamala Harris.
That's
remember
a
her?
Loss.
She's been traveling around Asia. And she ended up. She was at the DMZ, the Demilitarized Zone, the Korean Peninsula, which separates North and South Korea. But she did a Biden gaffe. Here's the audio.
So the United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea.
Oh.
and it is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
Eric, where did that music come from? Did they play that while she was
speaking? It was the only video that I could find. It was a strung together clip of a whole bunch of words.
Somebody added that music. Yeah, I thought she was.
I couldn't find the actual speech stream. It was best I could do.
All right. Well, in case you missed the nuance of it, she announced a strong alliance with the Republic of North Korea, which would be news to a lot of us, I guess.
Yeah. And she's speaking to.
She had a 50-50 chance.
I know.
An alliance with the Republic of North Korea.
Now, Republic of Korea is South Korea's official name.
Right.
So she stuck the North in there.
They consider themselves Korea. They don't know
That's true. We're the true Korea.
The real Korea. So there was no you could have said the Republic of Korea. You could have said South Korea, but saying North Korea, I think that's the cannabis.
Yeah, you've been wondering that for a while.
That's the cannabis talking.
Her diplomatic trip to Asia, is this the way of just saying, just get her out of the country for a while?
Yes.
But then there is an entourage that goes with her of media, so.
Sure. Yeah, well, because.
You can't escape that.
No, and all they do is record every stupid mistake she makes when she speaks. And then that becomes the story of the day. I mean, so much of politics is ceremonial nonsense. It's just horse crap. So she stands there, and they've got a backdrop, and they've got speeches, and all the dignitaries, and maybe there's a band playing. It's like, what are you doing? People go home, go to work. What are you doing? It's not a job.
Guess who spoke up today saying that there is a limit to how many migrants the United States can take in? Former President Bill Clinton. He went on a podcast hosted by one of these CNN lunkies. He said that it will eventually cause a disruption. Yeah, you think 2.1 million is enough, Bill? Or what's your number?
Of course it will. Well, I mean, look, you think this through. You have all these kids now, and there's nowhere to put them in school. And they don't speak English. And you know what? There's a significant number, and I wish I could remember the exact number. There's a significant number of kids who came here without parents. Well, what do you
think? That was the ploy, thanks to Obama.
Yeah. Well, what do you think?
DACA.
They're not going to end up going to school because they don't have an authority figure in their life insisting on it. And if they get to school, school is being taught in the wrong language. So what's going to happen? You don't have an adult there that has an emotional investment in this kid's success, and you don't have a practical way to teach him. There are no programs to teach immigrant kids because it's mostly they go to the cities where they're not even teaching the native kids, right? Nobody cares about the American kids in a lot of these cities, like L.A., right?
Right.
Right. So now you have these illegal immigrant kids. They don't speak the language. They don't have any parents. And so what's going to happen? Puberty's going to hit. They're going to turn 14, 15. They're going to be out on the street. What do you think the guys are going to do? The guys are going to start joining gangs because they don't have any structure in their life. They don't have any direction. They don't have a male role model. And they're going to look at some of the older kids, and that's going to be really cool because the older kids are going to be making money and doing crimes, and they're going to have the girls. That's why it's a terrible policy. That's why you have to have orderly migration. You take intact families in, and the parents have to have some kind of skills or education so that they can earn themselves a decent living. Woof! And now we got 2 million. 2 million?
2.1 million and counting. The fiscal year is ending tomorrow. So we'll soon have a count for the entire fiscal year, the government year.
Bill Clinton, for his many, many faults, was way smarter than almost all of the progressives that are out there now and the younger generation progressives, because he was the only one on the Hillary team who told them, you're going to lose, you're missing all the... blue-collar voters. You're missing the working class, the white working class. You're not speaking to them. And he was always arguing with Hillary's handlers because they were these statistical dweebs, progressives out of Brooklyn. And they were telling him, yeah, yeah, old man, just you go do what you do, all right? Stay out of our business. He was right, they were wrong. And he's right here, and all the progressives are wrong. There's gonna be bad consequences to this and a bad backlash against Biden and the whole lot of these progressives. Because this is not going to work for anybody. There's nowhere to put 2 million people. They don't have shelter. They don't have education. They don't have jobs.
It doesn't get a lot of media coverage, though.
No, because the media is made up of all these wacky progressives, too.
The only thing they cared about was that Martha's Vineyard thing.
Right, exactly.
Then they got worked up.
After that ran its course? Meantime, thousands more have come in over the border since then. And probably Abbott and DeSantis are sending more buses and plane loads around. And the government itself is sending plane loads around. But all of a sudden, the story's old and, everyone's looking at the hurricane.
All right. When we return, some news out of Russia, Ukraine, you need to hear. And it looks like we kind of have an idea what Putin's up to with his end game there as to how to, well, let's say take this to the next level in terms of aggression. More coming up. John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. Why should we roll on? Why don't we just walk away?
We've done all we can today.
We covered the gas prices. We had the sheriff on. What else can we do?
Yeah. Boy, what time did we do that gas interview?
3 o'clock?
3:05? Yeah. What was the name of that guy? Kevin Slagle?
Slagle.
He was a Western Petroleum Association.
He was a polite, nice guy.
Yeah, okay.
I like that he kept saying, good question.
Yeah, you know what? When somebody says good question, especially the guest we have on, it means, oh, crap, I don't have an answer for that, and I'm trying to stall.
It also means I'm going to compliment you to see if I can defang you a bit.
Yeah. So anyway, 3 o'clock hour on the podcast. Listen to this. This is your homework, all right? 3 o'clock hour on the podcast, first segment, Kevin Slagle, Western States Petroleum Association. You listen to that. We're trying to figure out why gas is more than twice as expensive in L.A. as it is Mississippi.
Yeah, he did the dance away.
Yeah, well, he drove into a cul-de-sac.
Okay. The news concerning Russia and Ukraine, we got to begin with the most important story. Well, if you're in Russia, the price of vodka is going to go up. Russia's Ministry of Finance is playing. You like the way they do this? They're announcing a minimum retail price for strong alcohol such as vodka. This is what happens in a communist country. They control everything. Right?
Doesn't it sound like something Sacramento would decide?
Imagine waiting for Newsom to tell us how much things cost.
Well, yeah. Well, actually, they're in a way they want to do that because they have this new fast food commission, and they're going to dictate how much you have to pay fast food workers. Remember, it's supposed to be $22
an hour. Oh, yeah, that new panel, right.
Yeah, $22 an hour is going to make the price of a cheeseburger how much? Well, that's what they're doing in Russia. It's the same concept.
There's
only a few ways to run a country, and one of them is a socialism-communism category. And that's what Newsom is into, and that's what Putin's into.
So a half-liter bottle of vodka is going to rise from about $4.40, that's translated from 261 rubles, to $4.80. Minimum price of cognac is also going to rise. Brandy's going up. That just sounds funny. The government's announcing new alcohol prices.
Yeah. What do they want to try to discourage drinking here? Try to price the booze?
I don't think it's discouraged drinking. They're talking about how it's related to the war effort in Ukraine. It's costly, and I guess it's affected the production. I don't know. I think that's... Let me just see if that's in the story.
I think that's what they blamed it on. But I was wondering what the real reason is. Is everybody getting depressed and angry there, and time to cut off the supply?
It doesn't really say in the story the reasons why they're raising the price.
I'm sure there's a public reason.
Go ahead.
No, it says Russia maintains a minimum price to stop the market from being saturated by cheap counterfeit products.
Counterfeit vodka.
Yeah, I suppose that's, I guess maybe the government owns the vodka manufacturing. So they don't want to be undercut.
I never want to be in a place like that. I kind of don't want to know. The bigger story, though, is what's been going on, and you may not have heard much about this, but they're holding these fake referendums in the occupied parts of Ukraine. Russia does control parts of that country on the eastern side. And they're having these fake votes where supposedly people are voting to be a part of Russia. So I'm hearing that some people are forced to vote. Mm-hmm. They're being dragged there.
Yeah. It's like their version of our ballot harvesting.
Yes. So right now it's showing a resounding majority voting to join Russia. This could result in an annexation. Why is this important? Well, this is a very big development. And here's why. If Russia says, well, that territory there voted to join Russia, they're now part of our country, and they're under attack, we may have to use nuclear weapons.
Right.
Do we have to defend our own territory and citizens? You see the difference now?
All these people are now Russians. They're all Russian citizens.
That's right. This is an attack on us. It's almost like they invaded Russia.
Yeah.
So we got to go bigger, and we may have to go nuclear to defend our people.
Putin likes to go through these complicated...
I think it's a Putin move. I think it is.
No. It's these complicated paths he takes so he has official justification. So he says, no, this is Russia here. These are Russians. I must protect them. Well, they're not Russians. They're Ukrainians. No, they're Russians now because I say so. See, they voted. Well, they didn't really vote. That's all made up. No, these are votes. I kill you now.
That's, you know, it's better than the Nazis running Ukraine excuse, right? That he had to free the country from Nazi rule.
I don't think that really gained a lot of traction. Nobody.
There
really
are did. People in Eastern Ukraine who do support Russia. I know that.
Oh, they speak Russian.
Right.
Because you know it's really close to the border, and so it was just the normal slop over.
Yeah. So I don't know how a real vote would come out, but the regions they control amount to about 15% of Ukraine's territory.
Well, if they thought they would win, they would have a real vote, but they didn't have a real vote, which leads me to think Putin knew he'd lose an honest one. Or they probably don't even know how to put on an honest election because almost everything is rigged there.
Now, meanwhile, Sweden says that there has been another leak found in the Russian gas pipeline. This would be the fourth. They found the fourth leak very close to a larger leak found earlier. This leak is on Nord Stream 2. The leak they found earlier was on Nord Stream 1. Again, the belief is that this is some type of sabotage to these pipelines which carry Russian natural gas to the European Union.
Right, because Russia wants to punish Germany and the rest of Europe for supporting the Ukrainians. Russia's sabotaging its own pipeline.
But couldn't they just turn off the gas? Why would they... To make it look like it's not?
Why doesn't Putin just sit at home, drink vodka, and watch TV? Why does he have to spend his days doing this?
These pipelines run 745 miles under the Baltic Sea from the Russian coast near St. Petersburg to northeastern Germany. Twin pipelines. Now, one of them was not being used yet. It was still in the experimental stage. And the other one supposedly was not delivering gas because it's being, they're working on it. Some maintenance.
That was a lie too. That was the first.
Wait,
step
that sounds like the gas companies, the refineries.
No, this is Russia cutting off natural gas to Europe for the winter.
I know we're going to start to get cold there, aren't we?
Yeah, because again, he engineers all these complex acts in order to publicly justify what he's doing. Oh, it needed maintenance. Oh, terrible sabotage. Probably the Americans. Oh, I guess no natural gas, no heat for this winter. Too bad, Germans. You're all screwed. And I found the price of vodka. Increasing production costs because of sanctions.
Sanctions.
Sanctions, that's what it is. Okay, Americans' fault that the vodka's going up. Americans' fault that there's no natural gas in the pipeline.
And by the way, they're continuing to try to crack down on young men leaving the country ever since Putin announced that he's mobilizing, which means they want to grab more troops to put out there as cannon fodder.
Yeah.
In Ukraine, they're thinking about closing down their borders because the exodus has become huge.
Yeah, they're going to have to. This is
why can't we do that?
This is a disaster, and eventually he's going to fire Dukes.
I have a feeling you're right. This annexation thing is his door mm-hmm. to do that.
Right. This is the pretext.
All right. We'll finish. Coming up next on the John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640.
Maybe
live
we are
everywhere
finished.
In the iHeart. What?
Maybe we are finished.
Oh. Live everywhere in the iHeart radio app.
Depends which way he sends them.
Right?
Yeah.
All you do is hit the coyote.
So we should set up a course and then take all the unwanted animals and throw them out.
No.
How do you train for that?
It could be video. You know, it's like
right, sure.
Simulated.
Simulated. Yeah, right.
Man, you've got some great ideas.
Well, I did keep going, you know, when the squirrel ran in front of me.
And you hit it for sure?
I heard an ugly sound.
Yeah.
I didn't turn around to look.
It always makes your heart race. You know, you always look back and go, no.
And you do when you're driving, you see them coming, you're yelling, come on, go back to the curb.
Right.
It happened so fast, I stopped and I didn't want to look. I mean, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah,
because I was going pretty fast.
They say the proper thing to do, though, if you hit a squirrel or a deer, is to go back and run it over again. I mean, put it out of its misery.
Oh, I thought you were going to say have a funeral for it.
No.
Oh, back up and give it another shot.
And make sure it's dead.
Put it out of its misery. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it could be sitting there for 10, 12, 14 hours, you know, just in tremendous pain.
No, you jogged a sad memory for me. Do you want to hear it quickly?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I haven't told this story. We were at the bus stop. We had a dog, and back in the day, dogs just roamed the neighborhood, didn't they?
Sure.
So this one was out there running with a pack of dogs that got run over by the bus right in front of us. And the bus driver did what you just said. She backed up over it to put it out of its misery.
Yeah.
Wow.
We just sat there and cried. I was like 8 years old.
We had a dog named Dolly.
Why you ran over the other dog? Because you had
no, it's not. It was not.
No connection. But we had a dog named Dolly. It was a standard poodle. Got hit by a car. And so we were watching Giant Robot on Magnolia and Balboa. I don't know why I remember that. And my dad threw us all into his car. And we raced like 100 miles an hour to the vet to try to save this dog. And my dad hit Chandler and the train track. And he like caught air. Right? He's got six kids in the car. Now he's flying in the air with six
kids. It's like a cartoon, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, Dad, look, I love Dolly, but man, you're going to wipe out your entire family. Yeah. Yeah. You know, you got to slow down, bub. God almighty.
He was logical even then.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Dolly can go.
It's just a dog. We want to live.
Right, even at 14, I realized, you know what, man, if this guy who's on the Carol Burnett Show wipes out his six kids over
a dog, story.
That's
going
to be a major story. Dad, I'd slow down.
Big dog.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's always an adventure when you come in.
Dog didn't make it, by the
way. There's a lot of sad dogs.
But the Conway family did.
Yes, we all did so far.
All right, Conway's next.
Ding dog. Yeah. Ding dog.
Sure has the news.
Ding dog.
KOST HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. On sale now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.